should have this level thing dialed by now, right?
Man, levels, levels, levels. Hey, Eric Streeter, what's happening, baby?
I am doing well, sir. How are you?
We're in tech inspection right now. It's Sunday afternoon, doing a quick podcast.
Standing next to the Jabay Mobile.
Yeah, the stupid piece of junk that I think I got to pull the motor out again.
Yeah, I heard oil pressure issues.
Yeah, I think the oil pump might have split.
Oof,
I'm not sure.
That's not good.
It's a thing. It's a problem I can't figure out. It's a clean oil, though. It's probably got to come apart, though, but whatever.
Honda things.
Not that necessarily. It seems like Adam things recently.
Adam things, yeah. So, yeah, you're carrying the luck with you.
Yeah, it's been a hard year for this car. We might have to just dial it back a little bit.
There you go.
Time to put the old D back in there.
Yeah. Car looked good out there, though.
I need to put a motor in here that I can, like, spend a day just setting it up and not fighting the motor.
There you go.
So I might just put, like, a super, super simple engine in there that's bone stock.
That you don't have to worry about at all.
And just tune it and just set up the car first.
Sometimes that's the way to do it, right?
Yeah, maybe pull 100 pounds out of it, put a D back in, and put 100 pounds, take 100 pounds out of it. But
there you go. Lighter's better.
Yeah, added lightness. That's one thing I want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
So this year, and I think kind of meet last year, you showed up. Hang on. Bill Griffin's calling me. Let's put him on speakerphone. Hey, Bill Griffin. Can't get him. He's gone. Pocket dial or something. You showed up at Hanamate, and this year you have it at this event, too. Did you just call me again, Bill? I think you pocket dialed me. That wouldn't surprise you. You're old. My phone has a bad proximity sensor, so hang up on it. Otherwise, I can't. My screen goes black when people call me. You showed up in an Elise. What is that
thing? Yeah, so it's a Series 1
Series
Elise.
Series 1, S1.
Yeah, S1.
So what's the backstory with one of those?
Yeah, it's the original Elise, right? So, it was kind of the car that brought Lotus from, off from the brink, right?
Right.
In the mid-90s. Mine's a 2001.
Okay.
Yeah, first year of those things in England, the rest of Europe was 96. I've always been kind of a light car guy anyway. Right. Yeah. Ever since they basically announced it in, like, 94, 95, I've always wanted one, right?
Right.
So opportunity presented itself, and it's a super rare car in
Where
the United States, too.
Where did it come from? Was it originally sold here?
Yeah, it was imported by a guy, local Detroit guy, who imported a bunch of cars at the same time. They were kind of like last-run cars.
Okay.
So he brought this car in. A sister car to that, two of the last year classic minis, the old...
Yeah, what year were the last year of those?
Yeah, 2000, 2001.
So crazy that they made that long.
Yeah, I know. It was like 1959 to 2001,
like
so over
45-year
years.
Run or whatever.
Yeah, I can't remember the numbers. I used to, be big into minis.
It's like almost as old, almost as long as the original Beetle. Which
was
produced in 04.
Yeah, if they hadn't put the Beetle down in what country was
Mexico
it?
Mexico was the last one.
Yeah, is that what it
they
was?
They made the last one in like 04. A friend of mine in Chicago had one, and he like had a 1968 VIN on it. And it's like a 2004 Mexican Beetle.
Oh, really?
It was super crazy.
Yeah, there's a lot of classic minis running around like that, too, that are newer. They shouldn't actually be in the country, but people put, the old VIN tags on them, right? Yeah, well, exactly. You can't tell them.
So he brought some of those. What else did he bring?
It was like a Morgan, a couple other things. Oh, yeah. I mean, a couple $1 million worth of cars. He got some sort of dispensation from the EPA or DOT or something.
Weird.
And, so the car basically sat there. I mean, he didn't really do anything with it, so it sat in the Detroit area.
Was it brand new?
Yeah, brand new. Wow. I mean, when I bought it, it's a kilometer car. It actually was a German import spec car.
So it's left-hand drive.
Yeah, left-hand drive, which is kind of unique, right? I mean, because most of the Elises, because they're legal to import now.
Yeah.
Most of them are right-hand driver because they sold most of them in England. So this one's kind of unique in that way. And it's got super low miles. I mean, converting to miles, I mean, it's only got like 11,000 miles. And I put by far the most on it.
So it was almost brand new when you got it.
Yeah, yeah.
What year did you buy it?
2009, I think. Yeah, so I've had it for a while. Yeah, and I usually get it out in the summer, take the kids around, that kind of thing.
Get ice cream and then do Honda meet and put it away, right?
Yeah, that's been the last few years. Yeah. And, it's always fun to take a different car to Gingerman every once in a while. So
got enough laps there.
Yeah.
You were going to take your Caterham, your unlimited class Caterham 7, but I guess you're having shifter issues with it?
Yeah, shifter issues, so I put a sequential in that car 3 or 4 years ago, and it has a flat shifter.
It was like
five
or 6 years ago.
No, it probably was.
It was like the second grid life was the first time I saw it.
Yeah, actually,
Like 15.
Yeah, it might have been. Yeah, time flies, right?
But that was the first time I ever met you. It was at that event.
Yeah, I remember that, Yeah, and so I have a blipper now, right? So I don't have to use the clutch at all.
Gotcha.
And it stopped working, but like, you know, and you don't have to use a blip
downshift.
Yeah, for downshift. Yeah, you don't have to use a blip with the dog engagement box, but it makes some clunking noises and I wasn't super happy with. And you know, I'd never been to Mid Ohio in person before.
Okay.
You know, I ran I don't know, hundreds of laps or whatever on iRacing, but it doesn't do it justice at all. And I was like, you know what, maybe having a little bit slower car here might not be the worst thing in the world given the consequences.
So the Elise, you're running it actually in Club TR.
Yeah, I am.
And did you put Falcons on?
Yeah, I did.
Okay, what size?
They're a little bit different than the OEM size, because I think you and I talked at spring kickoff, right, about the wheels or tire sizes. And with that car, it's a staggered 15-16 setup.
Okay.
And the sizes are odd. It's like a 195-50-15 in the front and like a 225-45-16 in the back.
Right.
So I had to bump up. You know, to like what a 205 50 in the front and a 225 50, so they barely in the rear. I mean, you should take a look at it. You get a kick out of it. I mean, it's literally like
super close,
3 or 4 millimeters. I mean, a couple times I've heard a couple rocks get caught between the fender liner and the and the tires, but so far so good.
How are you doing in Club TR?
Not too good, I guess. I mean, it's not the fastest Club TR
car.
Like
Evan and some other murderers out there.
Oh, I know.
Fast.
Yeah, and they're like
Davidson is flying.
Yeah, I'm pitted with those guys too, and they're like they're on it.
Yeah.
I mean, so they have a good, I don't know, 8 seconds on me now at this point.
You're out there partying though.
Yeah, no, it's fun. And, you know.
That's a Rover engine?
Yeah, it's a Rover engine. Yeah, so
Rover K.
Yeah,
which was the same engine that's in your Catara?
It is. Yeah, actually, same block basically. Yeah. I mean, everything else is different. Okay. You know, it's. I mean, that engine's a lot more built than this one. It's this one's basically a stock one.
Yeah.
You know, 140 to the crank, so call it 120.
Like
the
a Miata
wheels.
Engine, power wise.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, and I mean, it's a little bit lighter than Miata, so I mean, it's got a little bit more. Kind of top end, if you want to say that. I mean, you know, I'm getting like 114, 115 into China Beach, so it's not slow.
It's
but
not that slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, GLTC cars are getting like 120 something.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Which is right in the ballpark of Club TR.
Yep, yeah.
So, yeah, fun experience at Mid-Ohio?
Yeah, yeah, so far so good. I love the track. Now that I'm used to it, I mean, it flows just awesome. I mean, there's a couple places that I'm still kind of getting up to speed on. Like
I love
turn
that even
one,
the big straightaway is downhill. Like,
oh, I know,
there's
yeah.
so many different things.
Yeah, yeah, although that gets in my head, though, because I'm thinking, okay, it's falling away. It where do I break? Yeah. And, you know, all that stuff. So
And you're in a car that this isn't a track rat car. You just want to go out there and have fun.
Right,
track.
Yeah.
You
which,
don't want to send it into the beach.
Yeah, exactly. And I was telling Adam Nielsen yesterday, he's like, oh, yeah, so you're going to be like, you know, towards the top of the TR field. I don't know. You know,
it's a little less car then.
Yeah, it's a little less car. I mean, power to weight ratio, I mean, with me in it is like close to 16-1, so it's not, you know, crazy fast.
You're
so.
A couple points low.
Yeah, a little, especially compared to, like you said, Grant and
Yeah, they're
and
like
Evan.
200, 205, 220, you know, like the rates of power.
Yeah, yeah.
And probably similar weight, too.
Yeah.
Low 2000s.
Yep, yep.
And bigger tires.
And bigger
they're
tires.
On 255s.
Yep, yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun track, though. Really, really fun.
Yeah.
I enjoy driving here. I'm super bummed my car's being stupid again.
Yeah.
But I would love to be out in the back of the pack just cruising around with 125 horsepower now.
Yeah, like, do it, man.
At some point, like, I don't even can't. I got to stop.
Yeah, sometimes, I mean, I'm kind
of so
like you, right?
I
I like tinkering on cars, you know, just as much as I like driving them. But
out
it burns
right
you
now.
Out. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so I'm kind of hitting the easy button these days. Yeah. You know, drive cars that don't need a lot of maintenance and... just go out and turn laps.
It might be time to go real simple on it, but burned out on working on this thing. But it's cool seeing the pretty little yellow S1 cruise past us in grid.
Yeah.
Out there bopping around with the Sunday Cup cars and everybody in C or D.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Yeah, yeah, I went out and see the first. You know, I got here a little bit late on Friday or whatever, but you know, I was scrubbing in the tires, didn't really know the track, so I was stuck in the middle of the Club Fit guys or the Club Fit guys, Club Sunday Cup guys, and. And it was fun duking it out with them for a while, but I'm kind of glad I'm clear of them now.
You gotta work your way through all the
well, yeah,
happiest
and then what was the session yesterday with the big huge dust cloud somebody bounced off the wall? I was like, I was right in that.
Oh,
so,
were you?
Yeah, I drove in
the
completely
place.
Blind.
I'm almost glad that it rained a little bit because it was so dusty out there.
It was crazy dusty.
Like
in
GLTC, somebody would put you know the back tire off a little bit after turn one, and like you drive through it. You can't see anything.
Yeah, for seconds.
It was
right?
so dusty, and it wasn't windy, so it was hanging in the air there.
Right.
A little bit of water will help a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. So I had a Days of Thunder moment going through.
Exactly. I had like four of them in race two.
Yeah.
And I'd just be like, "Well, I'm holding one side. crossing my fingers.
That's exactly what
and
I
you're
did,
just like
yeah.
looking for the car to appear out
oh,
of the
I
dust.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily that didn't happen, but yeah. can you, I mean, you're going fast out of there too. You're coming out of that turn in 80 and
yeah,
90
exactly.
miles an
hour. Yeah, that's kind of the problem,
you smoke
right?
smoke somebody sideways, and I've seen it happen yeah. in an SCCA race.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean,
yeah.
car explodes.
Yeah.
Recently, you were at Pikes Peak.
I was,
How
yeah,
was
with Mr. Cody Loveland. Yeah, we did the NVA, I guess, Chassis 2.
Yeah.
You know, the new build that Cody put together, and you and I were chatting a little bit when I was out there, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know, kind of par for the course, right? Yeah. You know, Cody always likes to bite off a lot. And
so
you know,
little time.
yeah, it's like, always...
They
always,
built the whole car in, what, like 12 weeks?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, I think it was closer to like 8 or 10. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it was barely running. I mean,
10 months of work in 10 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and then, you know, and credit to the two new guys that he has right. on
They look like
staff.
Slayers.
Yeah, well, they are. Yeah, I mean, they work like crazy, right? I mean, so they had their big push before the event. So they get there, and they were, I was like, you know, Mr. Morale Booster, right? You know,
right.
buying them food and this and that. Yeah, I mean, just, we needed all the hands we could get to.
You were just rah-rah.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, and I mean, we were all like just covered with,
yeah.
you know, all sorts
Taking
of nasty
it apart,
garage
put it back
stuff.
Together. Take yeah, it apart,
day,
put it back together.
Every day. Well, I mean, you've been there.
You're
right?
sorting
so you
the
know.
Brakes, you know? Like, you're sorting the car. You're sorting the this.
Yeah,
that,
every system.
And it's puking
yeah.
oil out this. You got to find the level. It's like... Never
yeah.
ends, man.
Yeah, when I got there, Paul Gerard, the yeah. driver, ex-Stig, right? So,
yeah, the Stig you know, for yeah. USA Top
yeah,
Gear.
Yeah, USA Top Gear, yeah. So he and I were palling around a little bit, and we stopped at Office Depot, and I got a big whiteboard.
Right.
You know, because I'm like, okay, we got to have a you know tick list every day.
Right.
And the first day we were there, we had 170 items on the list. We
yeah.
got through like 70 or 80 of them in one day.
That's a lot of items.
And then
items.
The next 2 days, it was another 70 or
How
80 items.
How big was
items.
This whiteboard?
I mean, it was, I don't know.
4x8 or
yeah,
something?
At least the size of the back of your car.
Jeez. That's a lot but, of items, man.
Yeah, so I kind of felt like a slave driver because I was kind of the default, you know, let's get it done kind of thing.
Yeah. What can we do? Let's get it done.
Yeah, so yeah, I mean, car's got some pace. I mean, I think with some development time this year,
the weird thing,
it
like
should do pretty well.
The hub thing in the back where the axles were like spitting the axle nuts off.
Yeah.
That's spooky.
Yeah, very
wheel
spooky.
Nuts off, I mean.
Yeah, yeah, very spooky. Yeah. And I think we have a temporary solution, and then we're working on redesigning
yeah.
the uprights to
yeah,
more
guys,
of an LMP motorsport.
You guys were at We talked with Cody at Honda Meet about
right.
it. And yeah, having more studs on the wheel.
Yeah, more studs.
What he double nutted it or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, there's a reverse nut.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, one of the big assets that
yeah,
he's
drilled
got
it
this
and,
year
yeah,
is the machinist guy, Nathan Cox, who runs Cox Machine. Up
is that
close
local
to
him?
Yeah, local to Cody, yeah. And he's all in. I mean, his first Pikes Peak he went to, and, I mean, he's just, you know, loving life, right? You
cool.
know? Yeah, you know,
you got to have that guy.
Yeah, and he's basically doing you know almost all the CNC work
right.
and
Looks
FEA
like he does beautiful
stuff.
Work too.
Oh yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, he's really really talented guy.
What's the timeline on the front transat or the front diff?
Yeah, so yeah, that's
seems
you
like
know,
a big change.
Yeah, it is a big change, and to tell you the truth, I kind of fought it for a while.
Yeah.
You know, Cody and I mean we. Get along pretty well, but we butt heads on
right.
you know when he wants to cut off or bite off more than he could
right.
chew kind of thing.
Right.
So I was kind of pushing it off. I'm like, okay, you know, let's get the car sorted,
yeah.
run it, get you know like a top five time next year, and then
right.
let's do the all wheel drive. But the more I started looking at the numbers,
it needs the grip to clog.
It needs the grip, yeah. And
yeah.
I mean, so it's going to be a lot of time and a lot of money and all
yeah.
that stuff. But yeah, timeline's probably. My guess is probably November-ish.
Okay.
I mean, it should be on the ground with all-wheel drive kind
yeah.
of thing, somewhat
and,
conservatively.
And he said something about, like, splitting the front diff. Like, that'll split your feet.
Like, yes, yeah.
Pedal on one side, pedal on the other
Yeah,
side.
Which is very, like, the old-school dragsters, right, where
yeah.
you're sitting on top of the pumpkin, you know?
Yeah, kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
That is. Do you know if that's legal for Pikes Peak?
Yeah, you know, it's so weird. Like, their rule set
yeah.
is... really strict in some areas where
right.
you're kind of like, huh, you know, probably because they've had like individual issues with
right,
things,
right.
but other stuff is like so open. It's almost,
right.
I don't know.
Wow.
It's an odd,
it's so much of it's
odd
safety
series.
Based, but
yeah. Yeah. Actually, yeah. The safety they do.
Cage and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Cage is over the top, but, you know, a lot of the other stuff, I mean, like they still allow aluminum, caged cars, right? Because there happened to be like an open wheel car in the 80s that was an aluminum body.
Holy cow.
You know, so they still like grandfather those in. So that's still in the rules.
How thick do those have to be?
Yeah, they're like, gosh, I can't remember. It's a car called a Coyote.
Yeah, yeah.
It's an open wheel car.
I know
it's probably
car is.
Yeah, like 1,200 pounds kind of thing. Yeah. The tubing looks like the normal size. And I asked somebody, I'm like, what's the wall thickness on that? I mean, it's got to be like close to a quarter inch to get any sort of strength out of it, right?
You'd hope it's thick. Like, yeah. I hope it sounds like a rock solid thing.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of scares me a little bit. Big, yeah. kind of.
I mean,
safety.
Aluminum is really strong.
It is. Yeah, but nothing like steel.
It's not. Yeah, it's yeah, not Chromoly, DOM.
Well, yeah, and those cars were, you know, de rigueur when it was not paved, right? So now the speeds are 20-30% faster.
Is it that high of a difference?
Oh gosh, yeah, it's huge. Yeah,
in the fast straights.
Yeah, in the fast straights, in the sweepers. You know, there's a lot of switchbacks and stuff too. Those are probably a little bit faster, but you know, I mean, the overall record times dropped what 20% since they paved it. So,
the car was pretty quick at Honda made. I mean, basically he was. I think he said it was like 55% throttle at the most.
Yep.
Because it was overboosting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Down at near sea level.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Which that was kind of an interesting new problem, right?
I almost can't imagine how fast it's going to be with a pro.
Yeah. It should be. Dialed. You know, I did one of my little lap time models at Gingerman, you know, because I have that one pretty dialed. And it should be well south of 120, probably 115 to 118. Jeez. You know, not quite like Formula One fast, but
pretty close.
Yeah, pretty
close.
What's
our grid life record at 24?
23.7?
Yeah, 20. Yeah, it was Will.
Something
Young
like that. Wills, yeah.
Jeez. That's so fast.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
we've got a new unlimited competitor. I think Abe just did a show with him. Ferris. He just reset the overall record.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask if this was a new record. It looked like it was pretty close.
So it was 23.4 before, and he got a 21 out of that thing.
Did he really?
Yeah,
okay.
So
I saw,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I saw a 22 yesterday, but
he got
even.
21.9
or something? And then did he reset the track mod record, too?
He got both, yeah.
Yeah, because I was looking at the timesheets, and it's like Ferris, and then everybody else.
Yeah, he's running
seconds,
he's got
seconds
two passes
off
for the weekend too. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Just wants to win.
Yeah,
so, and did it.
Now, has he been to the track before? Please tell me yes, because if he hasn't,
here.
I mean, I'm like feeling like very
no,
sub-par.
I don't think he's been there, but I could be wrong. I mean, you gotta listen to the show. Abel,
yeah,
ask him.
Right? Yeah, there you
maybe,
go.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Yeah, real solid driving by him. Impressive car. It's cool to see it like. A more true unlimited car.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we've missed the Canadian buds.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, yeah.
I
chat with Jimmy and Will a little bit. I saw Will out at Pike's.
Yeah.
He was sharing a garage with us, and I think they're kind of anxious to get back.
Was that a Cole
Duran
shop?
It was. Yep. Yeah, yeah. 4D Engineering. I think he's calling.
Cole Duran pulls up to Alpine Horizon Festival.
Yeah,
you know, it's a slip angle, so we got to talk about RVs.
Right.
He pulls in this crappy RV.
Oh, dude, that RV is like the crappiest.
It's the same RV as this, though.
Is it really?
Which is so rare.
Yeah.
It's the same one I have.
Oh, that's crazy.
They made like 50 of them.
And there's two of them.
Two of them in one junkie paddock.
That's funny.
His is 1 year newer, so the radiator's in the back
on
the side. Mine's like the last front radiator one.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, it was weird. I was like, this thing looks familiar. And I step back and I'm like, what is this?
That's
and he's
funny.
Like, it's a Euro premiere. And I was like, no way. I got one over there.
That's hilarious. Small world.
Super rare. But,
yeah.
Are you going to do the last time attack session?
Yeah, I am.
What's your goal overall for the weekend?
Yeah, I kind of had a conservative goal to get into like, you know, 46s.
Okay.
I'm at a 48 now.
Okay.
I think it's there. I mean, the car should be like, you know, if I knew it as well as Gingerman, it would probably be a 43, 42nd, 44 second.
Right.
144 second.
How do you
car,
like the Zenith?
You know, it's since this is the first time I've driven on them, period, it's hard to compare. I will say, you know, not knowing what the grip level normally is here.
Right.
The car dances a lot more than I expected it to. I've been running AO52s on the Lotus for the last few events.
What is the width difference then versus these ones?
These are 10 millimeters wider front. Well, 10 millimeters wider front, same in the rear.
Right.
You know, so that's probably why it's a little bit tail happy, right? You know, changing the balance a little bit, but.
Yeah.
They're good tires though. I mean, once they scrub in, it took a while to scrub in a couple
Christoph,
sections.
Christoph, who just rode by, he had them on the GTL CRX.
Oh yeah,
And he said they're way better than I thought.
Really,
the car moves around a little bit. But
yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah. Okay.
A couple times that I've driven with them on track, I kind of thought the same thing. Like the grip level is there.
Yeah,
they do the things. But
yeah, they move a lot.
It's kind of
though.
Fun to move around,
right? Yeah, when actually now
you find the limit and the car just kind of floats a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah. Now that I'm used to that and getting more used to the track, you know, kind of playing with that, it's definitely fun.
I'm curious your opinion if you do back to backs at Gingerman with them on the same car.
Yeah, Yeah, I think I'm gonna keep these tires on there, and right. I might maybe bring two cars out to to festival.
Yep.
You know, compete in the Caterham and maybe do a couple sessions if I can.
We can probably do that. Yeah, that sounds good. I love seeing the Elise though. It's such a cool little car.
Yeah, it's so tossable and you know, it's lightweight. I mean, just like the Caterham, right? I mean, nothing ever wears out on it.
So, what's the actual curb weight on that thing? Is it sub 2 from the factory?
Yeah, it's sub 2. So, yeah, the Series 1s are actually quite a bit lighter than the Series 2s by almost 200 pounds.
Holy
smokes. So it's like just under 1,700 pounds.
Really?
Plus me, plus fuel. So it's, call it, you know, I don't know, just sub 2,000, probably 1,950.
So you're 500 pounds lighter than the other guys. You just don't have the forward thrust or the grip.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, 120 at the wheels. Yeah. Plus, you know, slightly bigger tires than I'm used to. I mean, I'm losing like 4 or 5%.
Yeah. No, it's torque, mostly grip, and power down the straightaways.
Yeah,
but yeah, the swapped cars, K24 cars, they have to be 2550.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a lot of weight there. Yeah, that's the only reason they're not way, way faster.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, that wouldn't make much sense on this car, right?
So yeah, technically, I mean, if you did, what size is the engine on that?
It's a 1.8 liter.
Okay. So you would have some swappability if
I could,
if you wanted to go crazy.
But yeah, if I
that's not what that car's for.
Yeah, not really. And you know, I mean, if I started swapping things into that, I mean the value would go down pretty quickly.
No,
probably
you have kind of a pristine little piece there.
Yeah, so. I think it's a keeper for a while, and you know, we'll see if it. I mean, if the market starts going up like it is for the U.S. domestic market ones.
Yeah. The cars are cool, man. I love the Lotus. I love your other fake Lotus, the Caterham.
Yeah, appreciate it. Yeah, yeah, they're fun.
Super fun to see these unique cars out here. So
yeah, and I like bringing them.
Yeah. The Mid-Ohio experience is it's a fun weekend. I really usually love this weekend.
Yeah.
You kind of got to battle your way into the management is a little bit hands off, and it's,
are they?
You gotta, like, hey, where are my corner workers? Hey, we're doing a track day in half an hour.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, it was funny. I got the impression, I mean, not to badmouth anybody, but it seems like the corner workers are just kind of like doing
chill,
the thing.
Maybe
a little chill. Yeah.
Luckily, I brought Gary Cummings for race control clerk of the course duties, but he's keeping us on track. But
nice,
busy weekend, man.
Busy weekend.
Days.
Awesome weather, though. I mean, you can't beat this for Mid-Ohio, right?
Like one session in the rain.
Yeah.
And it was the last GLT series.
Yeah.
But
which, if you're going to have a wet something, you know, have
do
it be a GLTC
do it,
race.
Do it
right?
at the end when we have an 11-car invert with a 17-year-old on the front pole.
Yeah, I saw him up front, and I was like, uh-oh.
Poor kid, man. He didn't have good tires for it either. But
he
did well.
Yeah.
He did well.
That's awesome.
Matan slays it.
Yeah, that's a good-looking car, too.
Yeah, he built it himself, too. I
did
think
he
it's
really?
It's a 2.3 EcoBoost.
Does it really?
Yeah,
okay, I was
really
wondering what it had in it,
because
it definitely didn't sound like a K or
fast.
A BP.
It's
so.
Fast, and it's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, good weekend. I appreciate you coming out, man.
Yeah, appreciate you having me.
We were brought to you by FCP Euro. All the parts that you buy from them are guaranteed for life. And ApexTrackCoach.com, the Apex Pro new Gen 2 units out. Go get your data. Get the little flashy light brick. And obviously the Patreon listeners, which I see your new shirt.
You must be
one of those.
Abe hooked me up this morning. I got a tour of his new
isn't that thing
his
insane?
New tour bus. Yeah,
it's insane. It's
Reba
McEntire's
tour
bus.
Yeah, what was he saying? Like, he pulled up to one of the last events, and Chris Stewart was there. He's like, "Who's got the tour bus?"
That was this. This is the first event.
Was it
event.
This one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, who's got the tour bus? Where's Willie Nelson here?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big old girl.
Yeah, it's bigger than probably my first apartment.
I think it's almost as big as their current apartment. They sold their house, and they don't have a house anymore.
Oh, that's right.
So.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a big unit.
Yeah,
I think
it's nice.
I think I'm driving it while he works from home from it on the way to Heartland.
Oh, really?
So I'll
there
report
you go.
Back on how it does.
Yeah, multitasking. I like it.
That's the goal. But
good deal.
Yeah, pretty fun weekend. I appreciate you coming out, man.
Yeah, awesome.
We'll talk to you guys later. We did a half an hour podcast, so I'm going to go get some lunch.
All right.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yep.
Slip Angle was created by Austin Cabot and Adam Jabe, co-hosted by Derek Yarbrough, and production by Abram Schmucker, who mixes all of our terrible audio. If you like the show, please rate us and review us on iTunes, and come and find us in the pits at A Grid Live to say hello.